You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kia ora e te whānau, kei te whakarongo mai nei, ki te reo irirangi pōho, you're on 95BFM Breakfast. And we've got Anne O'Brien from the Writers Festival here. Kia ora Anne, how are you this morning?
Kia ora, very well, you?
Oh good, it's nice to have you here, and always means good stuff is just around the corner. The Writers Festival is back in just a couple of weeks' time, and the program's out, it's all looking very exciting. What's happening?
Well, 6 days, 7 days actually, we've stretched an extra day. This year we've got a little bit of digital content, because when we first programmed, of course, we had borders closed.
Yes.
Now borders have opened, we've managed to squeeze in some live visitors, including people like Marsha Gessen and AC Grayling, Clementine Ford,
awesome,
getting on planes and coming across. And then just a really full programme of performance and conversations and lectures from the best of New Zealand and the rest.
That
it's going to be great.
So exciting. It's been quite a nice thing this winter to see things returning in their sort of full glory, like the film festival, like the Writers Festival, and kind of have this thing that signposts this time of the year really be back on the cards. What are you personally excited for? Because there's a lot in this festival program. How do people approach finding stuff to go check out?
Well, I mean, you know, that question is always such a hard question. What I'm most excited about? I'm most excited about having people in the halls.
Yes.
I'm most excited about getting our community of book lovers and story lovers and festival goers together. So that's the blanket thing. I think, you know, the program is one third free, two thirds ticketed at low price.
Mm.
We're starting with some great performance stuff. We've got three theatre seasons, so three solo pieces. Hello Darkness, directed by the great Shane Bosher, with Roy Ward. Then we've got a thing called Paragon Dreams, which is a contemporary noir. So an English woman who now lives in Littleton, and she's a multimedia artist and poet, and she's written this one hour five, I think, piece which she performs, which is about the mysterious disappearance of Michaela Midnight 15 years ago and her daughter Hannah setting out in a grimy North England town to go and find her.
Wow.
And then we've got Gasu, Linda Chanwai Earl, who created a piece 20 years ago looking at 100 years of a Chinese family's life between China and New Zealand. So there's that performance stuff, there's some beautiful music, we've got hip hop and spoken word. But then there's just this array of wonderful conversations. 82-year-old Margaret Sparrow, one of the heroes of New Zealand's kind of fight for women's reproductive health rights. Chris Finneson and Mark Solomon talking about Crown Māori relationships and treaty settlements. Muhammad Hassan, home from England, journalist, former slam champion, and now with this book called How to Be a Bad Muslim, which is a collection of essays about his navigating the world.
Mm.
So there's just this wealth of things, and as we always say, get that program, just find a few things that you love.
Yes.
There'll be some, I promise, but also pick one or two things that you just don't really know much about and dive on in and get in there.
That's the absolute joy of the Writers Festival, I think, is obviously the ones you're excited for are always going to be exciting, but actually just stumbling into something really cool and hearing a conversation you wouldn't have been able to hear if that space wasn't there. And I think we've missed that over the old pandemic. So this is a really cool thing that we're going to be able to do. We've also got, some pretty incredible conversations going on about film as well throughout this. There's a lot of incredible stuff happening this year. It's such a treasure chest to get stuck into. Where do you recommend people start with trying to pull that program apart? If they're not necessarily going for a particular author or something like this, how do they kind of get into this program spaces? Have you got any tips or tricks for getting through? I know it's a tricky one.
That is a really tricky one. I mean, I would say get hold of a print program.
Yes.
That's the first thing. This is a book festival. We're celebrating books and you want to read. So get hold of a program, get your sticky notes and your marker pen and just have a read through and pick a few of the things that capture your imagination and then go back and think about how you build around that. You're right. I mean, you know, David Duchovny, as we discovered, I've been calling him the wrong thing for about 2 months now. You know, he's there from X-Files and Californication in the chair, but actually the author of four novels. Jane Campion, who's leading the charge, I have to say, in terms of audience. Always great to see a New Zealander at the top of the,
awesome,
of the audience list. So just pick one or two things and then build your day around that. Get some friends together, kind of hang out in the city.
Totally.
We're going to play a film about Kerry Hume in the square for free, and then this wonderful documentary, 12 minutes long, that we're not going to take much of your day. Head down to AOT Square. We're playing it five times a day, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So Martin Hill and Philippa Jones are two environmental artists, and they spent more than 20 years travelling to these remote places on the globe to build these environmental sculptures that sort of come from the earth and go back. And most of them are built up mountains in with snow and ice. And this documentary has them ice picking their way up the side of mountains. They want to reflect on our relationship to the environment and the sort of circularity of nature. And, you know, so that stuff, just float into the square, check it out. You know, there's a bunch of other stuff going on. We've got a portrait taker in the square in a beautiful bespoke 1950s caravan, and then wander inside and just be part of the world.
That is what we want to hear. And also, it's beautiful in the CBD at the moment. They've got all the lights up for winter. It's looking really nice. It's fun to be hanging out there. I went down to see some film festival stuff on the weekend, and we did that exact thing of going down early and just having a poke around. I haven't had a poke around town for ages, and it was really cool. There's so much new stuff open down there, and some of those roadworks that have been, you know, driving people mad are slowly being moved. So it's actually a pretty cool time to go hang out in the city, and this is a very good excuse to be kicking about Aotea Square at the moment.
Indeed.
Yeah. When does it all actually kick off, Anne?
So first event is a Sydney Art Quartet flying over doing a readings and music performance thing on Monday the 22nd of August. Then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, some beautiful marquee events, Clementine Ford, Masha Gessen, as I've talked about. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, just a full public program, plus of course our Lit Crawl up in Beresford Square this year. 7 locations, short and sharp, 15 minute, you know, Taya Tibble, the rising star of New Zealand poetry, yes, paired with a musician doing readings and performance, some steamy readings in the Centurion sauna. Go to the hairdresser and cut up words and make your own poetry.
How cool.
There's just a bunch of stuff. That's Friday night, of course, sort of at 6:30 to 7:45. So yeah, the big thing is sort of 26th to 28th August, but across that week, get into town and check out what's going on.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Anne, for coming in and speaking to us about the Writers Festival. We'll put all the links in the podcast so people can find nice, easy access to the online program. But it's just around town, eh? If you want to go grab the physical one, which I think is also a great idea, you'll find it wherever you'd sort of expect to find a program.
Libraries, bookshops, contact the festival office. We're in the middle of town. You can come get one from us personally. Yeah.
Excellent.
I'll deliver it into your hands.
Cool. Thank you, Anne. Hey, have a fantastic festival. We'll see you down at the Aotea Centre, and enjoy celebrating literature, being back in the city.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.